الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على رسولنا محمد صلوات الله عليه وسلم وتسليما. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منها رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون بالأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters, all praise is due to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. He is the one who created all that exists, and he is the only one who deserves to be praised. And we take refuge, our desires, that we desire evil things, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us. And whoever guides Allah, that person is guided. And whoever Allah misguides, based on His justice, none can guide him. And I testify there is no deity worth of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All deities that is worshipped beside Allah is false deity. And it's not free, you will be liable in this world and hereafter. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and the last messenger. I ask Allah to give him a peace. Amma ba'd, my dear brothers, I did not prepare any khutbah, but my brother, alhamdulillah, honored me. May Allah give him honor. And our sheikh is mawjood. But inshallah, I take it, the offer. And I will try to shed light. The last khutbah I gave here was the meaning of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. And the reason I always like to repeat this, and we all have to repeat and read what it means, it is the purpose of the creation of the universe. Is to be worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's also the first duty, awwal wajib, ala al-insan wal-jinn, that they have to know this. So the non-Muslims, they think La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, is not wajib to them. But indeed, it's wajib. And before that, this article, nothing else can be, you cannot do anything else. Your salah is not right, your soul, your zakah, your hajj, also your way of life as a human. And this shahada, the testimony, most people do not know, is based on ilm. You have to have knowledge. Because Deen al-Islam as I said previously, قبل القول والعمل. Imam Bukhari said it. Before you do anything or you say anything, you have to have knowledge. That's why the greatest bounty Allah has given to this ummah, the greatest bounty, scholars say, is the Ihsal al-Rusul, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us messengers so they can show us the roadmap that we can reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without them, we cannot be guided. So having a deen that we are claiming, we have to have knowledge. And entire humanity today is doomed. Except very few. Very few. Because they do not have the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ibn Qayyim says, he has no choice but to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No choice. You have no choice but to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you love. So what's happening today in the world, in the Muslim world? There are groups that really neglected this knowledge. And there are groups who are very ignorant and jahil, at the highest level of jahil, that they're killing their own brothers and Muslims, they think he's going to Jannah. Show this. In Somalia, just the national theater, which we do not approve as a Muslim, anyhow. And they call him Dar al-Hikmah. That's not a Hikmah in the national theater. But it became, we all know that, you know, singing and others is not promoted unless it's based on Hikmah. It has two phases. Somebody went in, I don't know how it happened through the information, but killed a lot of people. And I can assure you, my dear brothers, the people who died are Muslims there. But the person who did that, or people who planned that, what they think? They think they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they're doing this for the sake of Allah. And they're not going to get reward for that. And there are groups of people who love these people, and they think other people, any other people, if they are not part of this group, that you are not a Muslim. And they put you in the category of shak, doubt. They even doubt your religion and your faith. Iyadu billah. Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. Nahnu ka muslimin, we have a rules. Nahkumu dhawahir, wa Allah yatawalla sarair. We judge what we see is manifested, and Allah is the one who judges what is in your chest. There is a famous hadith, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, where one guy was in a battle, and this guy was kafir and this guy was Muslim. And they were fighting in the battle. MashaAllah, the other guy lost. And his word felt. Then thumma he said, La ilaha illallah. Moments. It's not that far. Moments. He said, no, I'm going to kill you. You're just trying to live. So you see what the mistake he made? Because he doesn't know the meaning of La ilaha illallah. You are not the judge. Once the person says La ilaha illallah, you must give him peace. In the battle even. Even when the kuffar is retreating and he's a kafir, we don't even kill. It's silly. Look at that. Hadi din salam. This is the religion of peace. But what happened? People have coined a name. They have given us a name called terrorists. Why is this name is there? It's a pretext to attack innocent Muslims. The people who coined, they know that. But our religion is religion of peace. Din salam. We're not going to kill any human being or even the animal in the jungle. Muslim scholars debate, can we kill a snake or not? A snake, as you know, that is dangerous. But if the snake is in her own place and lives in that area, We're not supposed even to go and kill them. In the jungle, how could we harm any human being who is within, you know, that we interact every day and we live interact? How could we are supposed to give da'wah to them? Good guidance. So my brothers, Ad-Din al-Islam is destroyed today by two groups. And you have to pay attention to this. Two groups. Those who are jahil, ignorant, wallahi, they cannot even read one Arabic sentence. They cannot even write. And he wants to judge other people, whether he is a Muslim or Kafir. He looks at you. He frowns his face on you. He talks behind you. But he doesn't know what he's indulging. He's committing a very serious sin. Or calling other Muslim Kafir. That's what they did, the Khawarij. The Khawarij, history, as you know, that these are people who rebelled against Khalifa. They have so much love for Islam. They have so much love for Islam. But they are ignorant. Until they call Sayyidina Ali is a kafir. Do you think this group has disappeared on the face of earth? I'm asking you now. No. They are still here with us. Because what there are people who have their traits. There are sifa. If you qualify and fall under the traits, you are part of them. Not all of them. It's not the Khawarij that we knew in the beginning. But there are sifat that qualifies them to be Khawarij. And it's very dangerous. So Al-Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, look at the Deen of Islam. He knew the list of the munafiqeen even. Al-Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, he knew. And how did he get that knowledge? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to him al-wahi, inspiration. Do I have a wahi? No. Can I tell who is a true Muslim and who is not a true Muslim in this room? No. So how can we live together as a Muslim? We have to give peace to one another. Do not judge. Believe me, you're bringing a very serious trouble and harm to yourself and to your deen. Mind your business. Pray your salah. Do your mind your business. Then they make a group. Kutla. This group, they only call each other. And they only talk to each other. And others, even if they say, this is salamu alaikum, but they put their face down. And he doesn't know even what issue he has with you. So alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, our religion is based on ilm. If you do not have a knowledge what you're doing, don't judge. And even a faqih, the greatest scholar who knows the deen, alim, mufti, in order for him to make a ruling in Islam is requires two things. Awalan, he has to know Ashri' al-Islam, Islamic law. What else, ya Habibi? He has to know the issue itself. The issue he's addressing, he has to have knowledge. But because I know the deen alone, you cannot make a judgment. What is going on? If someone wants to make a ruling of the qad, that we Somalis eat and Yemeni, if he wants to make a ruling whether it's halal or haram, you have to have research. You have to know what qad is. Its component, its substance, how it affects the human body, how it doesn't. Okay? Then you give people who have ahl for this judgment. So my khutbah is today, al-ilm, that's one thing. Other groups who are enemy of this deen are people who are Muslim, alim. They know the truth, but they don't address it. He buys his religion with few money. And few money, what we call is nothing. Thaman al-Khalil, when it talks to Islam, is nothing but the entire world and what is in it is Thamanul Khalil. It's not much. The entire universe that we have and what is in it in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Thamanul Khalil. It's something that will not even save you anything when death comes to you. Other thing, Muslims do sin. I want to tell you this. No one is immune from sin. So if you want yourself to make it, you are a great man, and other Muslims, you want to put them down, you are in danger. Just look at your shoes when you get up and when you go to bed. Every human being is not immune from sin. So when you see somebody is sinning, do not put him down also. But pray for him and learn from it. لِأَنَّ الْإِنسَانِ حَالَةِ الْإِنسَانِ. The human conditions are in two intervals. Every human being. What are these two intervals? Either you are in the interval of thanking and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every bounty He has given to you. حَالَةِ الْحَمْدِ. What are you saying? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. You are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or what else? The other interval, حالة الاستغفار. You are sinning, you did wrong, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you your sin. That is why an insan, after right, you pray, after the prayer, which is a good deed, the first thing we do is astaghfirullah. 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 When you go to Hajj, after you complete your ibadah, first thing you say, astaghfirullah. لأن the duties you were supposed to do, maybe you did not do it complete. You have a shortcoming. So al-istighfar covers that after the salah. Maybe you said Allahu Akbar, you were reading the Fatiha, and you went out somewhere else. So هذه العلم we have to know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He revealed the Quran to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our ayah that was introduced to our Prophet Muhammad is to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not to know anything else. It's not al-ahkam. It's not what is haram and what is halal. It didn't come the ayah. You see that? Our ayah that was introduced to the Prophet Muhammad is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the mother of all knowledge. See? Al-ilm qisman. MashaAllah, I read this article, our Imam Qartawi. May Allah give him barakah, he's still alive. And guy came to me and he said, do you know Qartawi? I said, no. He's Malafu Shia, he says. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I said, do you know Imam Qartawi who he is? وعلمه. He is أهل to make fatwa. Allah give him knowledge. Even if he makes mistake, we have to make dua. Nobody is not immune from mistakes. But how could you say a great imam to this insult? Oh no, he says, no, I'm Salafi. Look at that jahil. By the way, my dear brothers, we are Muslimin. As Salafi people claim, is not the original Salafi. Salafi is a hizb, is a party of political movement. Remember this. Because nobody can be a Muslim without following a Salaf Salih. I was reading also a book, MashaAllah, and Imam Hassan al-Banna, that he says, our aqidah is aqidah to Salaf. Look at that. And there are people who wants to tell him he is not Salaf. Where did he get the deen from? Every Muslim who claims Muslim has to take the deen from Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, wa sahaba, wa tabi'een, wa tabi'een, wa tabi'een. It's not the religion when one group wants to claim they are the true Salaf and others is not.
Be careful. Tablighi are salaf. I want to tell you today. Akhwan al-Muslimin, this group political leaders are salaf. Everybody who is a Muslim is salaf. Okay? So if they don't see you, that your sarwal is not here, that doesn't mean you are not a salaf. We're ignorant. Al-Jahl. So awwal shay that the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was introduced was to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْعِلْمُ عِلْمَةٌ The knowledge that you learn is one. One is the real ilm is to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how do you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بِأَسْمَائِهِ الْحُسْنَى وَالصِّفَاتِهِ الْعُلَى And you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بِالرُّبُوبِيَّةِ وَأُلُوهِيَّةِ This is the four parts that you know. And all the shirk that people are afraid of comes from these four doors. So when you have knowledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His perfect names, وَصِفَاتِهِ الْعُلَى وَأُلُوهِيَتِهِ وَرُبُوبِيَتِهِ, you are lucky and you are knowledgeable. The other knowledge that people think is a great knowledge is just secondary knowledge. What is it? It's the knowledge to learn the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Awwal ilm is to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The secondary education is to know the creation. A doctor learns, a medical doctor, what does he do? He learns human body. Is that right? And human body who created? Allah is makhluq. It's creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Physics, math, chemistry, others, these are creation. So when they think they can ignore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they want to have a PhD, he's learning in creation, and they wanted to claim that they are knowledgeable. No, you are jahil. I'm telling you the truth. Real jahil is the one that does not know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't care if he graduates from Harvard and Yale and any university. If you do not know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are jahil. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he revealed, first ayah said, اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. شوف هذه الآية. Jibreel alayhi salam is introducing to the Prophet Muhammad to read and know the creator of the universe, all that exists. الذي خلق الإنسان من علق. Also who has created humans from God. You have to know the importance of your Lord. But what happened? Humans don't learn that. They are so busy in the world affairs. Because if you do not know Allah, then you cannot enjoy as-salah, wasum, or respect, and real life. Even you cannot be out of stress. The true believer, believe me, he is always very comfortable under any circumstances. He knows where to go back. One of the greatest joy of the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was as-salah. Other thing was the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam used to enjoy was at-tasbih. Most people who pray, if you say them, what means tasbih, they do not even know. What it means, subhanallah, we all say, is that right? Most Muslims don't know what it means, subhanallah. Look at that. But they can do calculus, mathematically. But they do not know, subhanallah. So how humans is doomed today? So subhanallah is beautifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That He has no shortcoming. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect. All aspects. Perfection. Subhanallah, is al-ulama say that takhliya is you purifying Allah. Walhamd tahliya. You're giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most perfect praise. And how do you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Bi asma'ihi al-husna wa sifatihi al-ula wa rububiyyati wa uluhiyyati. This is a praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why a word alhamd is a al-i'traf and also is a perfect praise. So as the Muslims, my dear brothers, today we are facing our problem, our fundamental problem in the Muslim world today is ignorance. This is my conclusion of the Qudra. We are very, very ignorant about our deen. And when you are ignorant about your deen, we will have a lot of problems. Knowledge comes before application. So in order for us to make ibadah, we have to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. After the Prophet Muhammad was told to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Habibi, inshallah, and what is al-ilah? What is al-ilah? Al-ma'bud bil-haq. Most people don't know. Al-ilah is the deity that to be deserves to be worshipped. The truth. That's the only true Lord. That's why in the Tawheed is a negation. In the beginning, we negate Rukn al-Awwal, La ilaha, al-Nafi. Wa Rukn al-Thani, al-Ithbat. La ilaha illallah. So al-Ma'bud, al-Ibadah, how do you define, my brothers? Al-Ibadah is not only consisted in the prayer of the Salah, but our entire life, al-Ibadah. Kama qala Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, when he was defining what is al-Ibadah, he said, Ism al-Jami'. It's a general name, it covers everything. Whether it is from your heart, or from your tongue, or from your body, anything that you do. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it. And He's very pleased with it. That is the Ibadah. In general. So that means in all our activity as a human being, إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنَسُكِي وَمَحْيَايِ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. All you're living is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you love for Allah, your prayer, any activity you do, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that means it's not only prayer. When you sleep, it's ibadah. When you eat, it's ibadah. When you walk, it's ibadah. Anything that is good deeds, that is pleased by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is ibadah. What's not ibadah then? Opposite of that. Aks. Anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not ibadah. So as Muslims, my dear brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us and to show us the right path and to make us those who really worship sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه. اللهم صل وسلم على رسولنا محمد صلوات الله عليه وسلم تسليما. قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم: قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to walk in Mecca and tell him to the people, say لا إله إلا الله, you will be successful here and hereafter. Al-Falah, the way is defined in the definition of the Juhala and in the definition of those who have the knowledge is different. Even success is not. For us, success is the one that becomes a president in the dunya. Some people, success to them is the one who has a lot of accumulation of the wealth or a famous. No. The real success is the one who says, La ilaha illallah, and he applies it. And the success of this world is not enough for us. We want to go all the way to the next life. It has to be connected. And the only way you can be successful is you have to have a knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bi asma'ihi, his names, his sifat, his uluhiyah, his divinity, and his rububiyah, also his sharia. If you know that, what is wajib to you, then the rest, if you cannot know, you must surely follow the great scholars. And the knowledge Islam divides into ilm al-fariidah, what is duty on you, and no one else can do for you. So you have to know that. What is it? The meaning of la ilaha illallah. Ilm al-fariidah. Every human being who wants to enter Islam has to know. Also, al-ibadat you make, as-salah, was-sawm, was-zakah, wal-hajj, wal-akhdis, you have to have knowledge. It's not choice. It's obligatory. وعلم ثاني علم الفريضة علم فرض علم الفرض كفاية. Some of the things that you wanted to know, you cannot know everything. Other Muslims know, so it's okay. So alhamdulillah, my brothers and sisters, today, most important address that I was addressing is al-ilm. Without the knowledge, you cannot be nothing. Here in America, they say one word, knowledge is power. Even if you don't have money. Knowledge is power. Whether you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or even ilm al-dunya, it helps you only for hadhihi dunya. But when you know your deen, it's a knowledge that takes care of you here and hereafter. And inshallah, my conclusion, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, he was comparing wealth and knowledge. The importance of wealth and knowledge. And Sayyidina Ali said, the wealth that you accumulate, you have to protect the wealth. When you have the wealth, you cannot sleep. You have to count. You have to hire somebody. You have to do everything. You have to get up, because this is your wealth. It makes you worry. And the knowledge is the opposite of wealth. العلم يحميك. Knowledge protects you. Subhanallah. You don't have to protect him, eh? When you have knowledge, knowledge protects you. الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام, he used to say, Rabbi Zidli, oh Allah, increase me knowledge. It's not the knowledge of dunya in general. So alhamdulillah, nas'al Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-afu wal-afiyah. Allahumma ahdina fi man hadayt, wa'afina fi man afayt, wa tawallana fi man tawallayt, wa barik lana fi ma a'tayt, waqdi anna sharra ma khatayt, innaka taqdi wa la yuqda alayk. اللهم لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت اللهم انصر المسلمين والمسلمات في كل مكان ووحد صفوفهم يا رب العرش العظيم إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اللهم نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر وعذاب النار اللهم اجعلنا من الفائزين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وأقم الصلاة.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya.